Hey, good morning, everybody. It is the Buzzer Beater here on AM 1340 KXEO. It is June the 1st. Hard to believe we're already in June, and sports are continuing to roll right along. Pretty much the end of high school baseball this week. Blair Oaks Falcons winning another state championship, so congratulations to the Falcons. By the way, I'm Matt Pilger, and Michael Doherty is here. Also, a new co-host here this week on the Buzzer Beater, Brendan McKeown. And I want to say good morning to everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning to everybody.
Yes, right. I'm trying to start a new catchphrase.
Good morning to everybody?
No, how's it going, Mexicoan? What do you think?
How's it going, Mexicoan?
Right. I don't know. We're going to make the. We're going to try that out. That. Right.
Yeah.
I'll just keep saying it until it catches on.
All right. But,
anyway.
Maybe you need to sing it. How's it going, Mexico? How's that? Is that better? Does that make it better?
That sounded better.
I don't think so.
Send it off for a jingle.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. The Kansas City Chiefs in Washington yesterday, they were celebrated at the White House for winning their back-to-back Super Bowl championships. President Biden actually put on a Chiefs hat. He kind of broke protocol at the White House because normally they don't put on headgear, but Mahomes put that on him. So.
Yeah, I understand he had a helmet on. I didn't see the picture, but yeah.
I don't think anybody could see his face either, but it was okay.
We don't really know that it was President Biden, but, you know, could have been.
It could have been.
Yes.
That's what they say anyway.
They had some issues earlier in the week, the Chiefs did. Defensive lineman Isaiah Bugs. Had a little issue with the animal cruelty in his Alabama home. I guess he had abandoned the home and left the dogs there, and at least that's what the story is. Well, I don't know.
Absolutely.
He denies it.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, everybody does, but we'll see how that turns out for him. Speaking of football, we have the head coach of the youth football camp, Mexico Optimist Club, Michael Eldridge, in the studio this morning. I want to say good morning to you.
Good morning, fellas.
Well, we're glad to have you in here.
I've seen some video.
There's been a few.
Yeah, I've seen some video.
Looks pretty good.
There's been a few.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
Well, you know, there's actually sign-ups going on for that right now, and we're going to talk to Michael.
I'll sign up right now.
You will be?
Yeah.
Does Michael Doherty fit the age range, I think, is the question.
Oh, I fit an age range. Oh, probably not for youth football.
We probably won't talk about Mike's age range.
Okay, all right.
But, yeah, it's been a long time since I remember there being a youth football camp in the town of Mexico. So numbers at the Optimist have been down quite a bit the last few years, third through sixth grade. So I'm hoping to change that a little bit this upcoming year. I believe when Pfeiffer was there and running things, when Drew DeMint and those kids were third, fourth, fifth, and sixth graders, they were probably pushing 100 kids total through the entire Optimist program. And last year, we barely had 60. So I actually have nothing to do with Optimist. I just kind of I fly by the seat of my own pants and just like to see the numbers change in Mexico a little bit.
Well, sure. Now, how long have you been coaching youth football?
I've been coaching the sixth graders now since they were in third grade.
Wow. Okay. Talk to us a little bit about what these kids will experience with the youth football and some of the things that you teach them and they learn at an early age.
Something that they got to realize is football's fun. It's not just...
So you do the Oklahoma drill first thing?
I don't even know if you're allowed to do that anymore. So let's keep the cameras on practice. But a lot of kids at a young age get the shock treatment. They get hit one time and they don't want to come back.
Yeah.
So that's the whole point of the football camp is basic skills, fundamentals, play some games, have some fun, and just let them realize that football is fun. I mean, and as of right now, I told you a few minutes ago, I've only had this camp sign-ups out for 4 days, and there's 11 third graders out, so a total of 43 kids signed up so far, and that's well over half of the amount of kids we had last year in the entire program.
Very nice. Now, for those, how long does your season run, and do you do a lot of traveling with this?
Not really. So we have a north and a south division. Mexico will play in the north, so this year we will play, the sixth graders will play Southern Boone, Booneville, Moberly, Hannibal, and who's that other one?
Kirksville.
No, Southern Boone. No.
Yeah.
Oh.
Southern Boone, Booneville,
oh.
Hannibal.
Uh-huh.
Moberly, and Centralia.
Centralia. All right.
And then third grade will play, third and fourth will play the same schedule, but they will play Macon instead of Centralia.
So how do you see these kids adapting? I mean, you were talking about playing at an early age and not liking to get hit.
Yeah.
I actually started in kindergarten in Pop Warner, and I was a lineman, and I hated it. But and then the next year, they moved me to running back, which I wasn't – it was – anyway, it doesn't really matter. But I just hated it, the interior line.
Yep.
And it takes a while to get used to that kind of stuff. I mean, we didn't, you know, kindergarten, we're running around not knowing what we're doing.
Oh, yeah.
But how do you get kids used to being able to hit each other?
That's the trickiest
yeah.
part of it. It's, especially if you got a kid, I mean, there's weight limits. So third and fourth grade have different weight limits, and fifth and sixth grade have a different weight limits. And if you hit a weight limit, you can't carry the football. So obviously, every kid that comes in wants to run the football,
yeah.
And it's not a fun conversation. But some of those kids, you got to be a lineman, and like you just said, nobody enjoys playing the line, and that's typically the biggest hurdle to come past is to get kids to buy in to
yeah.
the position that you need them to play, or that's best for the team, or that's best for them. And lucky for me, I've got a pretty good coaching staff. A gentleman came in last year named AJ Logan. He was a 4-year starter at Mizzou on the defensive line. So his son plays with us now. So it's nice having that experience.
AJ Logan's son is here?
Yep. AJ Logan is one of my assistant coaches. So his son is in.
Learn something new every day.
Yeah, very nice.
That's very cool.
His son is in sixth grade with my boy Connor. And on top of him, you got Clint Fager, who played football, I believe, at Central Methodist when he came out of high school. And everybody knows Avion, so I've got a lot of experience and a lot of people that are good with kids, and I don't ever take all the credit, but getting kids to adapt to getting hit that's the first hurdle of the first month
yeah.
of practice.
Oh,
really.
Absolutely.
Avion Williams, yeah. of course, he played football here in Mexico, a
yep.
running back, and
yep.
We were going to see him here this morning,
but he decided to
ditch us for better times, I guess. But, you know.
Hopefully it's not raining in Tennessee.
That's right. Absolutely. So I guess the next question is, what is there a cost associated with the camp? And, you know, tell people how they could get signed up for this.
The camp is 100% free.
Wow.
It's one of those things that they already got to pay for the football league when it comes up. And the camp is simply just me and a few others volunteering our time and trying to get kids out to play football. So, and a lot of these kids have never stepped on a turf field like at Mexico High School, and Brendan Schaefer was nice enough to let me have that field for 3 days, 2 hours a night, and hopefully just get them out there and enjoy the experience a little bit.
Yeah, no doubt about yes. it. They sign up with you
online? They can sign up with me. So if you get on social media, you'll probably see my post shared about 60 times by now, and I share it every day, and a few others do. So my phone number's on there, and that's the easiest way to do it is to look me up on Facebook and find the football camp post. It's at the top of the page, and my phone number's there. Just shoot me a text.
Michael Eldridge, get a hold of him. Is there a dead registration deadline?
I will take sign-ups until the Monday of the week. And if you just want to show up on the first night of camp on Tuesday, just come on in.
Come on over,
yep.
and get ready for that. Well, we want to wish you the best of luck. You've had pretty good success in this over the last several years, haven't you?
I've been very fortunate with my group of kids. So I was here last year. We went to Show Me Games, and we found out the day before going into Show Me Games, we were playing kids that were almost two full years older. So those games didn't go very well, but it made them tougher. It made them a better team. So they are 17-1 in league from third grade to last year. They've outscored their opponents well over 600 to less than 2. Hannibal actually came to Mexico and handed us our first loss last year. They shut us out 26-0, I believe.
It's always Hannibal ruining our day.
It is. But my kids bought in, man. We held 3 practices that next week. We implemented 9 more plays. And then let's just say the outcome was a little different when we played them in the league championship the very next week.
Got that win back.
Hannibal went packing.
Wow. Very, very nice. Well, listen, we appreciate you stopping by early this Saturday morning and getting us updated on that. Hopefully we get a lot of folks to sign up for this. And like you said, Michael Eldridge, look him up on social media, find that phone number. And thank you again for coming in this morning.
I appreciate you guys very much.
Yeah. All right. We are going to come back and we're going to have a roundtable discussion. We'll talk Cardinals. We'll talk Royals. We'll talk Mizzou Tigers football. It's all coming your way next right here on the Buzzer Beater on AM 1340 KXEO.